Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Colt Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual past while also revealing their distinct roles within Art Beats and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art Beats and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Hello and welcome to the Brunchcast, the flagship podcast of South by Southwest.
Suck it, other South by Southwest podcasts.
Yeah.
We're the only one.
Yeah.
You just got to take it.
Yeah.
You just got to take it and have it. I'm your friend, Neli. That's Alex Kranz.
Hey, I'm your friend who's very happy to be in Texas.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Alex is from Texas.
It's true. That's why I wore my little cowboy boots today.
Where's your hat?
It's up in Fort Worth.
Where's your pickup truck?
Also in Fort Worth. Sorry.
Very good. David Pierce is here.
I have no cowboy hats. I wore a cowboy hat one time and literally a stranger told me I looked stupid in it. That's a true story.
I think you'd look cute in one.
They were like trying to be nice, but it was very much a like, honey, like that's not for you.
Take it off.
Kind of vibe. And that was the end of my cowboy hat phase.
It's fair. That's fair.
Were you wearing it in a cowboy hat appropriate situation?
Evidently not.
Were you like at the bank?
Yeah. I was in
that's
Austin.
Cowboy hat appropriate. Yeah.
Like, well, it depends on where the bank is.
Yeah, that's true. New York, no.
No.
Austin, kind of. Fort Worth, definitely.
So you can see the Texas is coming out of Alex now.
We're learning things here. This is good.
All right, so here's what we're going to do for this live broadcast. By the way, if you're listening to this in your car, we have an audience here at South by Southwest. Make some noise, audience. Very good. I'm very excited for this ridiculous gimmick that David has come up with.
It's
David, explain what we're going to do, and we're going to play this game that David's come up with, and at the end we'll have some questions. But explain the game.
Okay, so about a year ago, we were trying to figure out how to talk about the streaming world and like who's up, who's down, who's winning, who's losing. So we did this draft and we all basically picked a bunch of streaming services that are like ours for the year. And then everything changed. Like immediately between recording that episode and putting out that episode, the whole streaming world changed. So now we're going to do it again. We're going to go back. I've made it more complicated and it's going to be much more work for everybody. And I'm the only one who can see everything. So I'm going to win for sure.
David's going to cheat.
Yeah, he's cheating.
But we need help from all of you a few times throughout this. First, telling us who is going to pick first. I'm going to explain the rules of the draft in a second. But the first thing we need to do is I'm going to recap last year. And then y'all are going to decide who won last year's draft and thus gets to go first. Does that sound good? Okay, cool. So last year, Neli Patel ended up, we each ended up with five things. Neli had TikTok, the Disney bundle, YouTube TV with Sunday Ticket. I don't know why we gave you both of those. This is outrageous. Yeah.
I murdered
in retrospect, outrageous.
There's 0% chance that anyone did better than me in this draft. Go ahead.
Apple Music and his friend Vipin's Plex server, a.k.a.
Choice.
Like,
right
not
to jail.
Even mine.
I didn't pick Alex's weirdo Plex server.
It's way better.
Alex Kranz picked HBO Max. Womp womp. Paramount Plus / Showtime. Channels, the app for watching the internet.
It rules. It still exists.
That one's good. Criterion.
It still exists.
Apple One.
Still exists?
Wait, that I don't know how you got away with that one.
Because you got Disney bundle.
So you picked the bundle that includes iCloud?
And
well, no,
games.
It was basically music and Apple TV Plus.
Yeah.
That was the idea. Right. And then Alex got a bonus pick because she spent the least money.
Yes.
And she picked Xbox Cloud Gaming, which was a choice.
It was a very entertaining pick. Like everything I would pick all of those again in 2023.
I don't recommend that. My picks were YouTube Premium, Peacock, Netflix, Discovery Plus, Womp Womp, and Hulu with live TV. So
I won.
I know I just said a lot of things all in a row. Who thinks Neli won the draft?
Obviously. Nothing. Dead
sucks.
Silence.
Yes.
In your face.
Because
yes.
I talk too much shit.
Who thinks Alex won the draft?
Yes. Come on, cheer. Yes.
Okay. Are you?
I saw that.
I brought ringers.
Oh my God. David's definitely.
Who thinks David won the draft? Katie Drummond clapped for me, so I won the draft. Okay. So the rules of this draft, Alex, you're going to get to go first because I think you actually won the draft.
Thank you.
Neli came in last is what we learned just now. That's the most important part. Neil, I lost.
It's brutal.
So for this year, the new addition to the draft is we have categories. And you can't just pick anything. You have to fill the categories with draft picks. And we have six categories. Like I said, this is going to be very complicated. You both have this on your phones. You can check it as you'd like to.
Can I have my phone out?
The categories are cheap, which means it has to have a tier that costs under $10. Awards, which means the streaming service has to have won an Oscar. An Oscar, not something else, an Oscar. There's 4K, which is pretty self-explanatory. It has to have stuff in 4K, which rules out a surprising number, but we can talk about that. Live, which means it has to have some live stuff. Niche, which means it has to be something very specific, and we can litigate that as we go.
This is the Alex Kranz Memorial category.
And then there's wildcard, which is anything you want.
Yeah.
So we're not going in category order, but there are going to be six rounds of the draft, and it is your job to fill out all six categories over the course of the draft.
Oh, my God.
Sound good? Everybody feel good?
Yeah.
All right, Alex Kranz, you're up first. So you have to pick a service and a category.
Okay, I'm going to go 4K for my first one, and I'm going to choose Netflix.
Okay.
Because I've gotten really into K-dramas, and they've got a lot on there.
Strong.
And also it's Netflix.
So here's my proposed wildcard addition to this draft.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Every time anyone says a streaming service, we have to rank how close to death the streaming service is on the Go 90 scale of Doom streaming.
Because it turns out several of them last year were very close to
Very close to that. Yeah. So if you are in our audience, you don't know what the Go 90 scale of Doom streaming services is. Verizon, which is a cell phone carrier, launched, just an important fact along this road, launched a competitor YouTube called Go 90. This is ages ago. The competitor featured the ability to turn your phone sideways to watch videos in landscape, which Verizon tried to brand Going 90. This is a real thing that happened from one of our nation's largest companies. They also had features in it called like Join a Crew because they thought the youth would like gang-related terminology in their video apps. This is all real. I'm not making this up.
No.
It quickly failed. Like, I can't even tell you how fast it failed. It went 90.
Yeah.
Much like Quibi, another service that was predicated upon turning your phone to watch videos in landscape. So we have the Go 90 scale of Doom streaming services. So 0 is alive, 90 is dead. So Alex, where is Netflix on the Go 90 scale of Doom streaming service?
Okay, I'm about to be really honest. I mainly picked it so neither of you could pick it. Because
there's a lot of gamesmanship in this draft.
Yeah, it's all about beating them and feeling good about myself. So I actually think it's like a 40.
Because 40?
Because I think they have a lot of programming problems and they need to improve it. Like, I like the K-dramas, but I don't know if everyone else likes the K-dramas.
Wait, but Alex, I would remind you that the scale is not like the suckiness scale of its programming.
Yeah, no,
it's
but
the scale of does it exist?
In a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to say in a year.
Is it like, does it exist?
How close to death in this moment?
Right.
I still think like...
40.
I kind of want to say 40. I'm out there like, think Netflix has some issues.
I feel like at this moment in time, it's appropriate to do our disclosures.
Where
I produced
at?
A Netflix show. Very good. It's called The Future of You Should Watch It. Our company has a significant investment in it from NBC Universal, which is owned by Comcast. They don't like us very much at all, given our coverage of Comcast. We make other television shows for other services at our company. And I personally watch television.
Yes.
Quite a bit.
Alex does too, but only illegally, so it's fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to disclose that.
Yeah. We all have Apple products. It's a very important disclosure. Go ahead.
All right. I'll let you go next because I'm feeling magnanimous today. What's your first
pick? Reverse serpentine order?
Yeah.
All right. I'm starting where I started last year. TikTok.
Which category?
Cheap.
Famous Oscar-winning
cheap. TikTok is notably cheap.
Okay.
It's funded entirely by subsidies from the Chinese government and extremely crap garbage that is sold on the TikTok shop.
You did see the ban bill that was passed.
Oh, yeah. TikTok currently is
in the last 89. 24.
Yeah, I was about to say.
TikTok is about at an 89.
Okay.
It is the most alive thing that has ever been that close to death in the history of streaming services.
The most alive thing? Okay.
Right?
Sure. Like, it is the whole Go 90 scale all at once.
Yeah. It is the full spectrum of Going 90. Have you ever seen those TikToks where it's like turn your phone slowly as the plane flies?
Mm-hmm.
It's that. It's that thing. This fact about TikTok today is, to me, very funny. Semaphore just had this reporting. So TikTok had a full screen, unkillable splash screen on load that said call your representative yesterday. And the only things you could do were force quit the app or call your representative. You had no other choices. Like, if you wanted to engage with TikTok, those were your choices. So Capitol Hill was flooded with calls from angry teens. And there was one quote from one congressional office. Our offices are flooded with calls from angry teens and boomers who spend all day on the app. really expands the definition of TikTok there.
I just love a bunch of teens being like, this is the first phone call I've made in my life.
Yeah.
Give me TikTok.
I need this. So you would think that this would work. Other apps have famously done this. Uber famously did this to get, you know, preferential treatment in cities around the world during the Uber time. This utterly backfired on TikTok. Congressional Republicans, the bill sailed through to basically punish app stores if they carry TikTok. That's how they're going to do it. They're saying this is the stuff that congressional Republicans say. China's bad, in the accent. Mm. And the quote they gave to Semaphore was, "We're worried the Chinese government is programming our teenagers' minds, and this is proof." Because they got all the teens to call.
They made phone calls.
I mean,
it's very good.
The teens did call.
They did.
They did program the teens
and
to call.
And for some reason, they're all speaking Mandarin. It's very confusing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Anyway, so it's an 89, but I'm taking it first off the board. I feel good about it.
Okay, fair enough.
What about you?
I'm torn. Apple TV won an Oscar.
It did.
That's a thing that happened.
Yeah, for Coda.
I'm going to take Apple TV Plus in the awards category for my first pick.
I hate you, but good.
I think there's a decent chance that is going to be the most complicated category. Because it turns out, not a lot of Oscars in those. So I'm taking that one. On the Go 90 scale, it's like a 6.
Yeah.
Like, Apple just has all the money in the universe, and Eddie Q just, like, hangs out in L.A. and does whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim Cook likes Ted Lasso.
Yeah. He's, like, friends with Lionel Messi now. That's, like, it's great.
Yeah. I will say that Apple keeps claiming that its movies make money. And they definitely don't.
Well, it was great because
they don't make enough profit. Yeah.
Right. And right. Well, it was one of those things where they were like, we spent all this money on, you know, a handful of huge movies, Killers of the Flower Moon and a couple of others, famously invested like $700 million into a few movies. And they're like, but they're super profitable. And there were a bunch of people who were like, you know, we can see the box office data, right? Like, it's just right there. And it's just adding three numbers that don't come anywhere near $700 million. But like, whatever. Apple's fine.
Yeah, Apple's fine.
I'm not worried about Apple TV Plus making a profit for Apple.
I will say that everyone says it's the best one. Like, people are like it. It's the new HBO. And my fundamental belief is, like, some things are very good, and then the things that are very bad are some of the most comically bad things anyone has ever spent money on. Like, Apple, you can't open an Apple TV right now without it being like, you're going to watch Argyle. And it's like, no, I'm not. Like, I read the reviews of Argyle. I've seen other people react to the concept of Argyle.
I saw Argyle in theaters.
What is wrong with
you? I don't know.
You have a child.
Yeah, like, he was asleep. It was fine.
Did you pay for a babysitter?
No, I
went alone.
The honestly true story
is. Did you see Argyle alone?
I did.
Oh my God.
My wife is doing grad school again because she collects master's degrees. I had nothing to do while she was in class and my child was asleep. And so I was like, I'm going to go to a movie. And the literal only thing playing at the time that I wanted to see it was Argyle.
Should I watch it for free on Apple TV Plus? This is what I mean. The hit rate is good.
Argyle is a movie
solid, consistent
in like the last 25 minutes of a plane ride when you land and you're kind of like, oh, I should finish that eventually. And then you never do. Like, that's Argyle.
So, I've had this idea. Tell me if this is good about Eddie or better. We review movies, the thing we do with The Verge, and that's fine. And most movies are reviewed on like the tomato meter scale, or like 5 stars. I have long thought we need to build a product that just tells you where to watch a movie, right? Ooh. That's the actual ranking. It's like, should you spend money on this?
Should you physically
take your body to Argyle alone while your child is sleeping?
No.
See, answered right there.
Yeah.
Should you wait to pay for it when you can buy it or rent it in the first window?
No.
Answer for Argyle is like a hard nose.
What's at the bottom of that? Like on
airplane.
Your phone?
Yeah. Seat back
five
on Delta
at a time.
One.
At Starbucks.
Yeah.
Like that's the...
In 1 minute clips on TikTok.
Yes. Perfect.
Right? Like, wouldn't this be like vastly more useful than star ratings if I was just like, this movie is good enough to watch on a JetBlue flight where you're a little bit hungover. Like, that's all. And we're gonna roll this out.
Okay, wait. Now I want to know, what is the movie that you've seen the most of exclusively in 1 minute TikTok clips?
Moneyball.
Okay.
The TikTok algorithm is like, you are going to watch Moneyball today.
Is it Sully? Is that what it's called? the one where Sully lands the
plane. With the plane, I think it is Sully, yeah.
I never learned that because I only see...
That is a hard movie to watch in 1 minute clip.
They only want to show me, like, the plane landing.
I get actually...
over and over again.
Similarly, I get a lot of Flight with Denzel Washington, which is a very intense movie to watch in the form of 1 minute TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm just going to call this.
Mine is Real Steel, by the way, the one where Hugh Jackman fights robots. Perfect TikTok.
Can I call it just my favorite new podcast right now? There's a producer, SB Nation, who has a podcast called The Irishman. I don't know if he ever finished this project, but he was watching all of The Irishman, which is a 3.5 hour movie, in 1 minute increments, and then making a 4 minute podcast about that every single day.
That's fantastic.
and he calls them mins, and he's like, "This min was really hard to watch." And it's like he only watched a min. It is unclear whether he's going to do Killers of the Flower Min.
I want that.
It'll take 6 months to do that. I love that. Okay, are we snake drafting, or are we going back to the top?
Snake drafting.
Snake draft. All right, so I get to go again.
Wait, I hate this.
I know, this is great news for me. Let's see. I'm going to go to the live category, and I'm going to pick Amazon Prime Video, which has football, which is live.
So okay. Oh, that's good. Okay.
Wait, are you doing with the $3.99?
Yeah, are you doing ads or no ads?
Yeah, ads or no ads.
I'm fine with ads.
Okay.
It's because you're buying it for football.
Not fine
for
with
one
the
mediocre
ads
football
on
football.
The Fire TV where you turn on your TV and it's like, would you like to watch some ads? No, thank you.
But you're taking it for football.
No, I get it because of football, but I'm taking it because, frankly, of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, which kicks ass, I would like that show.
So you're like backing into the category because there's like one low-rent AFC game a week.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Perfect. Al Michaels gets me this one.
This is
so I'm happy.
There you go.
I'll allow it.
Thank you.
Wait,
and I now have the two that are never going to die because they're funded by billionaires who don't care. It's perfect.
Fair.
Fair enough. Okay.
There's only one more of those left on this list. We'll come back to that. It's going to be all right.
Wait, how does the serpentine? Does this mean
that means Neil eyes up?
I hate this.
And then you get two in a row.
Okay. Do you get ever any in a row?
Huh?
No.
You get none in a row. Yeah. So you really do.
We actually deliberately did this to screw over Neil.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then it's all great.
But don't tell him we said that.
I'm still going to win this draft.
Yeah. We'll see.
I'm going to do it with my next pick.
Okay.
Which is the Disney bundle, which is unbeatable.
Wait, what is the Disney bundle? Is it Disney and ESPN and Hulu?
Yeah. And in India, Hotstar.
Okay.
For the cricket fans out there.
Yeah.
Do we allow bundles?
I feel like bundles shouldn't be allowed this time.
It's hard to buy Disney without Bob Iger coming to your house and be like, you're going to get Hulu. Just take it.
That's actually sort of true. It is genuinely easier to get the bundle.
Also, Hulu is now integrated into the Disney app itself. You know, the app for families. It's like, here's The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
But what are you taking it for? Are you taking it for live or are you taking it for...
Oh, yeah. What's your category?
We're taking it for Bluey. Like, dead ahead.
That's
Bluey.
Not a category.
I just built, like, an insane home theater in our house. Can I talk about this?
For Bluey?
For Bluey.
Bluey.
Like, what is watched in this thing is Bluey. It's very good.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
Max rolls up to the TV, huge TV on the wall, and she tries to scroll it, which is wild because it's bigger than her.
Oh, wow.
So she's just like, come on.
What does she think is going to happen?
She thinks I'm going to use the remote and then get what she wants. She's five. That's good.
Fair enough.
By the way, Disney is, I believe, at a 30 on the Go 90 scale.
The whole bundle?
Disney. I'm putting all of Disney.
Oh, just the company.
The company.
Okay.
And that's 10 for no one knows what's going on with Marvel.
Okay.
Just some weird stuff there. 10 for no one. They've got a big debt load with Hulu and all this other stuff. They got to do that. And then 10 because Max made me watch a series of movies called The Descendants. They're so bad. It's the villains of Disney movies all have had children, and then they dance fight to bring their cities together.
No, that sounds great.
And they made three of these
Wait, is
things.
That the one they made after the Hunger Games? And they were like, this is kind of like that. And then it was awful. And they were like, don't worry.
I don't want to talk about it.
That's the rest of this podcast.
It's just, it's more hard pivoting to Descendants
lore. Yeah,
this is
good. We've been waiting
It's very bad. And that, to me, I think moves Disney closer to death than not.
I do feel like you have to add like 5 or 6 more points for just like Bob Iger might literally just burn it down on his way out.
Yeah.
He might be like, I'm actually retiring this time and just torch Disney.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what category do you want that in? I believe it qualifies for everything you have available except for niche because
It's definitely not niche.
No.
I'm gonna put Disney the bundle in awards. I think the awards category is the hardest to fill. Is my feeling.
Hulu won an Oscar. You can have it.
I believe Disney, the Disney Corporation has
not Disney Plus though. I don't think any Disney Plus originals are tearing it up at the award shows right now.
Oh, come on.
High School Musical, the musical, Hawkeye, the series, was great. Like crushing it.
Give it a sound design Oscar. And those out like candy.
That's probably true. Yeah, yeah. All right, Alex, you get two picks now.
Okay, I get two picks. I've done 4K.
Correct.
So I need cheap. So for cheap, I'm going to go Peacock.
Okay.
Because they got the live stuff.
Yep.
You could watch the State of the Union if you wanted to on Peacock. You got the Olympics are coming and stuff like that.
That's true. It's actually a good year to have Peacock.
And it's like, it's mad cheap.
Okay.
It's very affordable. But for...
It's also where I watch Parks and Recreation, so yeah. It's very important to my life.
Yeah, I know. I knew you had picked it last year, so I wanted to...
It was going
to
be my next pick.
You're welcome.
That was right there. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
For that.
I got yeah. you. And then, ooh, what are the other categories again?
You still have awards, live, niche, and wildcard.
See, those are also easy to fill, I feel like.
One substantially less so.
I'm going to save awards for last. I've got one in the pocket for awards.
Okay.
But I'm going to go niche this time. I'm going to go Crunchyroll.
Ooh. Wait, did you rank your last one?
Oh, no, I have to rank it. You're right. You're right. Peacock. Ooh, I think that's like a 20.
20?
Yeah.
You think Netflix is more likely to die than Peacock?
Yeah.
You think Disney is more likely to die than Peacock? Peacock is in danger of just directly being forgotten about.
Yeah, but it's
like,
growing.
Just straight up, the Roberts family that owns Comcast is like, we did Peacock. Who named this?
Yeah, nobody knows it exists, but it's still like there. I think it's like the sixth most subscribed like platform right now for streaming platforms. So like people are doing it. Mainly it's David and other people who want to watch Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
And so yeah. And I feel like Parks and Rec is really going to like... let it survive in a way that Netflix can't because Netflix
doesn't own it. Just a direct subscription to Parks and Rec.
Yeah. Yeah.
First of all, I would pay for that for the rest of my life.
Same.
Yeah.
But also, Netflix has Suits, Neil's favorite show on television.
I start hissing at you. I don't know if I've told this story on the podcast. I have a niece and nephew. They're in college. They're doing great. And they hit their first exams in their freshman year of college. And my niece, who wants to be she wants to do forensics. So she's a chem major. She texted me and said, what's law school like? Because she had encountered her first like chem exams. And I was like, what is going on here? Like, this is hard. Don't go to law school, first of all. Just like blanket advice. And she's like, well, I've been watching a lot of Suits. And I was like, this is a danger to America. Like, this dumb show
is
single-handedly taking women out of STEM.
The point of the show is that the guy doesn't go to law school.
Yeah.
So why would she want to go
That's
to law
a good
school
point.
Watching
The point of the
Don't
show
go to
is
law
also
school,
that it rots your brain and soul with every passing minute. Sorry, I just like Suits. I don't know if it's coming through.
You love it.
I've watched several episodes of the show. And
the other thing everybody should know is Neil, I auditioned for Suits. Didn't get it.
For the Meghan Markle role, actually. it was a weird callback.
I could see
you're like,
it.
Can you fit in this dress? And I was like, not at all.
Just a little.
All right. So that was
Peacock. Yeah. All right.
So we like hard diverged in this.
Yeah. Series. Sorry.
So Peacock, you think is less close to death than Netflix?
Yeah. Because Peacock is an entertainment company. Like I fully believe that companies that are built on entertainment are going to have their streaming services probably survive longer than the companies who are built around tech, because the tech companies are trying to make art like technology.
Yeah.
And that's just, there's a lot of similarities between those two, but there's a lot of things that are not similar.
Yeah, Netflix is like, can we algorithmically recreate a movie?
Right, and that's dumb.
Yeah.
Whereas like Peacock's like, can we make Poker Face? And that's cool. I mean, 4 people watched it. I was one of them, but I bet a bunch of people in the crowd.
It's very good though.
Yeah, Poker Face was great. That's the only one that like anybody
for the audience in the car, there was dead silence from the crowd.
Shh. We can put that in post. Yeah, I fully believe in Peacock.
All right, Crunchyroll, go 90 scale.
Crunchyroll, ooh, that one's harder because they just are like, they're killing off a lot of stuff over there, right? Every time Zaslav like notices that he owns a company, he's like...
No, Crunchyroll is Sony. That's the anime.
Is it owned by Sony?
Sony. Okay. And Sony merged it with a company. This is a real name of a company. Funimation.
Oh, yeah. Funimation's from my hometown.
Super cool. And then
Can you imagine the meeting where they had to decide whether to keep Crunchyroll or Funimation?
It's very good. So, yeah, Sony owns both of them. They merged them together. They got rid of the digital purchases. That was a big uproar, one of those words.
So Crunchyroll, but they're just on Max then. They just like have a license.
Yeah, they're doing the distribution thing.
Okay. Well, ooh, That changes it a little on the Go 90 scale, right? If there doesn't have the specter.
Well, it depends on how much you think touching HBO Max immediately brings you closer to death. Like, if you acknowledge HBO Max, like, are you closer to death?
That's true. So 10 points because it was on HBO Max. So it's been, like, acknowledged by that. 10 points because it's owned by Sony, and Sony also often forgets it owns things. Mm-hmm. And then 10 points for the weebs. I'm a weeb. I'm sorry. I hope that's not a whole.
So you're coming to 40.
No, I'm at 30. That's just 30.
30? Okay.
So it's a 30. It's a 30.
So still less likely to die than Netflix.
Yeah, exactly.
This all makes perfect.
Anime fans are hardcore.
Yeah, they are hardcore.
Sure.
Like, here's a chat. We just had the president of Crunchyroll on Decoder, and he was like, "We're ready to go." He was very excited about anime.
Like that thing started for just like people who wanted to pirate anime.
Yeah.
From overseas, and then they were like, "What if we just make ourselves?"
What if we sold
legit?
It to them instead?
And they did, and it's like, cool, that's awesome. I support you, Crunchyroll.
All right.
I love it. All right, Neela, you're up.
And now I'm looking at my list here. All right, I'm going to fill out 4K last.
Oh. Okay.
I feel very confident that I can fill out 4K last and get ahead. So I'm going to go with Wild Card.
Okay.
And I am picking HBO Max, my friends.
First of all, it's just called Max. Well, if you want to pick HBO Max, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm actually good with that. I take it back. You can pick HBO.
I refuse to call the streaming service by the name of my daughter. We're going full Warner Brothers owned and affiliated HBO Max.
Okay.
You know, the whole name. By the way, Dave and I, do you have your tote bags? When you come to South by Southwest, you register and they give you a tote bag. The tote bags are sponsored by Paramount Plus and by HBO Max.
Yeah.
So you get to pick
everybody
one
has
other.
To pick one. Who picked the Paramount Plus one in this room?
All right. I think you know who on the stage.
Five people. Who picked the HBO Max one? That's everybody.
Wow.
people holding them up.
So Dave and I got our
like
tote
90%
bags.
Like 90% for Max.
Yeah. So we asked all of the people giving out the tote bags, and they all tried to be really diplomatic. They're like, it's about half and half, but the HBO Max one's really good. And then one woman, this is a real thing. This is reporting. You cannot cancel me for this. This is a quote. I'm a little worried about this quote.
Oh, no.
I was there for this. I can.
This is a true thing that was said to us, and then I just backed away from this situation. One of them said to us, the ladies are taking the Paramount one because the logo is prettier.
Ooh.
See, I didn't say that. I didn't make that up. Someone else said that to me, and I'm just reporting to you what was said. And I guarantee you this was said to us just to even out the idea that everyone was taking the HBO Max bag.
Yes.
Ooh.
Because the first person was like, oh, yeah, it's the Max ones. And then was like, well, no, I mean, it's like, it's fine. They're both great. It's like 50-50. Don't worry, even worry about it. And then there was somebody two seats down who was like,
what if I make some shit up about the logo being right here? Like, that was like very much how this was going. Anyway, I took the HBO Max bag to give it to my daughter, Max, and then promptly forgot it. So.
Yeah. Aw.
That's fine. Oh, she'll be fine. She knows her name.
I hope so.
HBO Max, by the way, also at an 80 on the Go 90 scale of Doom streaming services.
How do you measure that? How do you get those points?
Well, I don't think you have to add them up. That 80 is a real vibe.
Yeah.
That's just the looming presence of David Zaslav and his decision-making.
He just looks over and he's like, what's that? Kill it.
HBO Max, as you know, a product of a doomed merger with AT&T, in which AT&T convinced a federal judge that this was, quote, a vision deal, and that the vision was they would put short versions of Game of Thrones on Android phones.
Oh, yeah.
That would have ruled.
And our nation's justice system looked at this and was like, sick.
Yeah, because it would have been cool.
It's like a real thing that happened.
Do you ever say a sentence out loud and be like, that can't possibly be true? Like, there's no way that thing I just said is real.
It super happened. They're like, the vision is we're going to preload stuff on mid-range Android phones, and it's going to be Game of Thrones clips. That didn't pan out, as many of you may have noticed. It all fall apart. They've got an enormous amount of debt. And what they have is a lot of AT&T customers who can't quit HBO Max. I'm one of these people. I'm grandfathered into an HBO Max plan. And so I cannot put this in the 4K category because my AT&T account no longer knows about HBO Max. And I can't leave whatever version of the service I'm currently subscribed to, which no longer has 4K.
That sounds right.
This is these are some of the biggest, most sophisticated companies in our country. And yeah, like, our database forgot about you.
But they'll keep charging you. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
They will keep charging you.
They're definitely going to keep charging me. Yeah. So I believe, yeah, the wild card.
Would the 4K okay. have even been good, though, coming from Max? HBO Max.
No. Yeah. Definitely not.
It would have been bad.
I watched, what's the one where they fight? Let them fight? Godzilla. That's how my brain works. I'd watch that in their version of Atmos Envision.
Yeah.
And it was like, what if we do this at 2 bits per second?
Yeah.
It was just like a series of shapes and colors and noises, you know?
Beautiful.
Like a baby toy was just like happening. And then the one guy was like, let them fight. It's good. That's how you want to experience Godzilla.
Love that. Yeah. All right. I can't believe no one has picked YouTube yet. I feel obligated to pick YouTube.
YouTube TV or YouTube Premium?
Well, so I'm going to put YouTube in cheap, so neither.
Oh,
I'm getting
full. I'm getting YouTube with ads.
All the ads. Like every single ad you can imagine. I'm going to
watch.
That
is the worst choice on this list.
I'm going to watch.
Love it.
YouTube with ads is the worst choice on this list.
No, listen, I disagree.
We'll see.
That's a good choice. That's how I watch YouTube now.
I'm logged in, so I get recommendations.
All right.
But I have to watch all the ads. I get mad at people who have ads now on YouTube. That's a thing that has happened to me recently. But I'll get over it.
I think the draft is the best deal in streaming.
Yes, I agree with that. But I don't get
ads.
To have it.
But you're going ads.
I'm going YouTube.
You're just going straight clean. American cheese.
It's yeah.
Other cheeses are available, but just
nope.
Slices yeah. in the mouth.
All just right. want it. Just give it to me. Okay, so that's the end of round three. YouTube is a zero on the Go90 scale.
Yeah, it's fine.
I feel very good about
that. It's the only part of Google that feels like
it might be the
doing.
Only thing left on the internet at the end of all of this. Like, it's just YouTube and The Verge, and that'll be it. It'll be great.
Two websites, very different ideas.
Wow, that guy means business.
Just an amazing player.
No, not him, the sports photographer behind him.
What?
He has a business bank account with QuickBooks Money where he earns 5% annual percentage yield, so he's scoring big on and off the field. You might even say he's the MVB.
MVB?
The most valuable business.
Making your money work harder. That's how you business differently. Intuit QuickBooks. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Okay, so we are at the end of round three. We're halfway through the draft. Alex so far has Peacock, Netflix, and Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
Neil, I has TikTok, the Disney Bundle, and Max. I have YouTube, Apple TV, and Prime Video. I think it's very clear who is currently in third place, but we'll leave that alone for now.
I'm in first.
Wow. Just wait. Just
yeah,
wait.
We're doing fine.
I'm crushed.
Okay, so for round four, I get to go again, which I am not prepared for.
What are your leftovers?
Haven't you been cheating this whole time?
No.
Is this just like you hustling us? You're like, I don't know how to play pool. Yeah.
He's just moving everything around. He's giving himself Netflix, giving himself Max.
I did briefly give Neelai two of my picks, so that was confusing.
You're doing great.
So I have 4K, niche, and wildcard left.
Okay.
And I think I can't do any of the 4K ones I know of anymore, so that's bad. Does Tubi count as niche? What do we think?
No.
No.
Tubi is like what happens when you turn on.
I got a yes from the audience.
That's because they don't know Tubi. Tubi is like mainstream free,
yeah,
ad supported. Alex loves these things.
Yeah, it's just free ad supported television. It's got all of the stuff.
You just made that sound very boring and very niche. That's kind of my point.
No, because it's got no way I can describe it is going to support.
But I'm just saying, like, if you
damn it,
no, you're right.
If you're one of these boomers and you get off TikTok, you've done your 8 hours of TikTok in the day,
yeah,
and you go turn on the cheapest TV that you bought at Best Buy, you're watching Tubi, like it's just happening to you.
Yeah,
that is probably true.
I don't mean that to denigrate
you could use
the
Pluto
TikTok riddled boomers that populate the middle of the country. I am one of them. I mean to say that is a thing that happens on TVs by default, and that makes it not mainstream.
Fair enough. All right. Well, then I won't take that. I will take Criterion.
Yeah, that's much more appropriate.
Yeah, that feels right.
Yeah.
Criterion is like, I don't know, it's like in the 20s on the scale, I would say. Like, I want it to continue to exist, and so do lots of people.
I think Criterion wants it to continue to exist.
But like, maybe all of Criterion will not exist forever.
No, it feels pretty sustainable, There was that really great story recently about just kind of how sustainable it is and its whole business.
But isn't the sustainability right like James Cameron wants it to exist?
Yes.
Yeah, that
therefore it will exist.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's like the Letterboxd app where like it'll be fine because Martin Scorsese uses it. So like push comes to shove, it's going to be all right. All right, so I'm taking Criterion. That's my pick. Neelai, you're up. You have three categories remaining. You have 4K, live, and niche.
Yeah.
Those are your three.
YouTube TV with Sunday Ticket. I don't think you understand that I'm just recapitulating my draft that already won this thing. You two nerds are like, what do we do with Discovery Plus? Like, I'm just like straight America.
But it didn't win.
Huh?
You didn't win.
Well.
Yeah, you objectively did.
In fact, I won.
It's
So I'm just coming in again. I'm just saying.
Alex, I like to think that we have a good relationship. In this situation, I would like to just directly gaslight you and say that I won.
All right, what are you going to do? No, you chose YouTube.
YouTube TV with Sunday Ticket is a straight zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're fighting the service that delivers Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce to millions of Americans every week. Like, it's fine. It is the fastest growing cable service in America. It has the most channel. It has the most stuff because it's a cable service, and it has the full backing of our nation's military / NFL.
I mean, it bought a decade of football, which means it bought a decade of existing.
But yeah,
yeah.
You did.
So for 10 years, it's a zero. 11 years,
until they break up. But from the reports I've read, it suggests that he's in Singapore right now. Mm-hmm. So I think things
true.
And that they both discussed taking the next step. What do you think? I'm not following this? Like crazy?
I run a cultural publication. I get it.
All right, so that's yours, and I want you to know that I'm giving you YouTube TV because it is a separate product from YouTube.
Yes.
But if you now try to just be like YouTube TV, but not Sunday Ticket, no.
Yeah.
Neelai. No.
I don't know what you're arguing with or who you're arguing with, but you've won.
I have played these games with you before.
Yes, and I'm now directly gaslighting you.
There we go. Okay. Alex, you're up. You get two now.
Okay. I get to go two in a row.
You get two
again?
Picks.
Wow. What's left for me?
How do you not know how this
works? I don't know. I didn't pick
Your three left are awards, live, and wildcard.
Okay. I'm saving awards for last.
Okay.
I've got a good one for that one.
I know you're very excited about
this. I know. So I've got live.
Live and wildcard.
And wildcard. Ooh, that's tricky. So live, I'm going to go channels again.
Okay.
It worked last time.
Explain to the people what channels.
Okay, so channels is an app. It's like a DVR app. You can plug it into your cable if you still subscribe to cable. You can plug it into an antenna, and then you just DVR everything.
It also gets all the fast channels.
Yeah, it gets all the fast channels, so you can go and like just have your Pluto and have your Tubi, and then have your ABC and all of your other.
I think it was you that described it to me as like an RSS reader for TV. Which I found very compelling.
That's
it's like the nerdiest possible thing, but it's awesome.
And it's sick. The guy's like very actively developing it. It's got a really pretty UI. I just dig the hell out of it. I use it a lot.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with that for my live because it gives me all of my lives. And then my wild card, I think this one's really obvious. It's going to be Paramount because, it's an 89 on the Go 90 scale.
Yeah, the most channels, 89.
Yeah, channels is like a zero because I don't think
you can't kill RSS.
Yeah, you can't kill RSS.
Yeah.
But Paramount Plus is definitely like an 89. It's as close as you can get until like they sell it in a couple of weeks or whatever. I think it's a good wild card. It's a fun. I enjoy the Cowboys and I enjoy. The live stuff, and I enjoy the Star Trek. So it gets everything for me.
And that wasn't enough to keep a streaming service alive.
No.
Cowboys and Star Trek.
You would think it would have been in 1966. And unfortunately, me and the boomers are the only ones that still watch it.
Yeah.
But it'll get merged with Peacock or something. So I'll have it all together again.
There's a really good article about the demise of Paramount Plus. That just talks about the sheer hubris which with this product was launched.
It's beautiful.
Where they're like, well, we don't have a lot of stuff, but we've got CBS, we've got Star Trek, and we have Taylor Sheridan. And everyone's like, that's not enough stuff. Like, do you know how much stuff Netflix has? They're like, no, CBS. it turned out that
it worked for them for like, 30 years as a broadcast network? CBS was the most watched broadcast network. So they're like,
When you're one of only three things that exists to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they had like a crushed monopoly, kind of like a pseudo monopoly, they crushed it.
Yeah.
And then more competition came and they're an 89 on
the. Yeah, it gets tougher when you're 89 channel two. Yeah.
One thing single-handedly keeping CBS alive, this is a true story. Alex is addicted to 60 Minutes.
Yes.
She walks into our newsroom at least twice a week and is like, I saw this thing on 60 Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us have to be like, well, definitionally, Alex, that means it happened 8 months ago.
It's true. I love it. It's my favorite show. It just gives you a really good insight into what CBS wants boomers to think about.
Yeah.
And I love that. I want to know that, too.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
All right.
Leslie Stahl. I mean, 89. Oh, my God. I could talk about her for hours, but we don't have that much time to go, so.
We don't.
Yeah.
When I think about South by Southwest, I think about Leslie Stahl.
Yeah, Leslie Stahl fangirling.
We really, yeah, exactly. David,
you're up next.
Oh, it's me. Crap. All right, well, I've got two left, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
4K
and niche.
Niche. Well, this next one can go into either one.
Okay.
I'm picking my new favorite streaming service, Bravia Core.
Oh God.
The streaming service only available on select Sony television.
Eli just instantly lost the draft. Congratulations.
It has four movies on it, and they all look amazing.
They're
it
all Spider-Man.
It streams at 80 megabits per second. It's out of control. Sony owns no movies. It owns no IP. It's just like old Spider-Man movies. Have to set the TV to allow it to stream at like this level of bandwidth.
Do you have to like call your cable company? You're like, listen, it's about to get weird. 2 hours.
So this is a true fact about Sony is like such a big disconnected company. They make the TVs. Only the TVs support the streaming service. They did not put an Ethernet port on the TVs that is fast enough to support the streaming service. So you either have to use Wi-Fi or you have to buy a USB to Ethernet adapter. Like a US. So I did it. It's great. I love it. I've never had more fun in my life not watching movies and instead configuring the settings of my TV. It's very good.
So where is it on the Go 90? It's like a zero, right?
Oh, it's Sony loves this thing.
Yeah, they're never getting rid of it.
If you've ever wanted to watch Ghostbusters 2 in the most pristine quality of your entire life,
like you can see
which
every
I did.
Form.
I did it so I watched the shit out of Ghostbusters 2. And I showed it to other people, and they were like, why are we watching Ghostbusters 2? Like 4K IMAX right now.
You don't have to pick this. You know that, right?
Yeah.
No one from Sony is like back there.
You have choices.
Pointing anything at you.
There's
and
a lot.
In the glorious state of Texas, I'm exercising my free market rights as an American to pick BraviaCore, the best streaming service that is the weirdest to use. That has a credit system that makes no sense. Sometimes it just forgets that it gave you. It's all very bad, but it's all glorious. Like I want every one of these services to offer me like stream a Blu-ray to me, and that's what David's just looking at me. He's like, you should stop talking.
He's horrified.
It's good.
I just always thought it was a bit when you would come in and be like, I watched a movie on BraviaCore, and now I'm like, oh no, Neil, I loves BraviaCore.
I do.
Like, it's do you real. Have, like, a little monitor to show it so that it always shows you what the bitrate is?
Do you think I don't have the Eero app on my phone open showing me how fast the internet speed is going on the TV while I watch something like Zero Dark Thirty again?
You actually don't like? Watch Zero Dark Thirty. It's just up there while you watch your Eero app.
It's very good. Yeah. And then, I've told this story before. If you watch Zero Dark Thirty and then you have a small child who is not compliant about eating, you start accidentally, like, saying torture words to your small child. He's like, Zero Dark Thirty is like very intense. And then the next day I was like, your behavior determines how you're treated. She's like, I'm not eating the apples. Don't do that. Just like, don't do that to your child.
All right. Now it's me.
You've got one left?
I have two left, but I get to do them both right now.
Oh, wow.
Which feels like a lot of pressure. So I'm going to pick Tubi for 4K because I just now this second confirmed that there is at least one 4K thing on Tubi and it's a fireplace video. Like it's like a Yule log situation. But it counts. It's 4K, and it's on Tubi, so I get to have it. So that's going in 4K.
Okay.
Pretty psyched about it.
That works.
I should have picked Tubi for a different one. I did this draft poorly.
Yeah.
Because it has turned
out.
Here
at the end, we're just picking stuff.
But we're coming around.
It could have been
be fine. I just realized all of my wild cards were gone two rounds ago, so it's been like kind of messing with me for a while.
Yeah.
But it's okay. So I'm picking Tubi.
Okay.
Which I actually think is like 30 somewhere in that range on the scale. It's like doing really well. It's like sneakily very popular. Also, Fox has no other streaming anything to do, so they just give everything to Tubi. But also, Tubi's whole thing was it's free and there's ads, and that's where everybody else is going.
Yep.
So that could be bad.
Yeah,
and so now they're like, what if we had
to you?
Yeah. They're like, now they're like, well, we have to get some good content. How do we do that? It's like, oh no. Welcome to everyone else's hell from the last 20
years. Just go to like Zaslav and they're like, hey, is there any show you want to cancel? And can we just like
have it?
Yeah.
He's like, no, tax cuts.
Like, absolutely not. I got to put it in the vault. Can't have it.
Yeah.
That was my Zaslav.
That was good.
I'm sorry.
That was perfect.
You know, it was great because I actually don't know what David Zaslav sounds like.
Exactly.
It's like that.
She nailed it.
Yeah.
She was working on it.
Put it in the vault.
Yeah. What's the other one?
I think for my wild card, I think I'm taking Instagram Reels. Which feels insane as I say it out loud.
I just want to, you can't.
You know, he can't. If you choose TikTok, he can absolutely choose the TikTok.
TikTok doesn't have pictures. Instagram famously.
Hey, TikTok has slideshows now.
The slideshows are effectively a form of video. Videos are just pictures all in a row.
when does the slideshow become a video, Neil? Let's talk about this.
Like, what is it?
If I go through my PowerPoint really fast, is that a video?
You were swipe a TikTok carousel at 24 frames per second? It's called persistence of vision, Pierce. Aren't you a tech journalist?
No, I'm giving it to me.
I think
I'm taping it in here.
By the way, taking Tubi and Instagram Reels back to back is just the saddest, man.
It feels great.
No, it's
those are the last two cars on the rental lot.
Do you know how much content I have now? All the good stuff.
Do you know how much repurposed garbage from other people's platforms? Yeah,
he's getting TikTok.
I literally just got TikTok. Yeah. Like five rounds after you. Which is perfect. You're going to see everything, and then 2 weeks later, I'm going to see it.
That's great. I'm super happy for you.
With the same UI, too.
Yeah.
Just
I'm psyched about it.
Under yours.
I think this is great. But I really feel like we started with, like, things that have won Oscars, and we're all the way down at things that unironically call themselves content. And this is the spectrum that I have created. Yeah. I'm very proud of it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, who's next?
Neelai.
Crap, I wasn't prepared.
I don't know.
Your last one is niche. This is all you have left.
So David just updated the spreadsheet with the word Sony Bravia Core, and somehow Google Docs transmitted his disdain. Mm-hmm. When it did that. All right, so the last category I have left is niche, correct? Uh-huh. Which is tough here.
You are not allowed to
have to
pick a Plexer,
think of a streaming service.
Yeah.
Okay, I know what I'm gonna do. I feel weird about it. I'm gonna say it. It's only because my father-in-law is at my house and he has been watching this streaming service nonstop since he arrived. Motor Trend TV.
Tell us about Motor Trend TV.
Motor Trend TV is an app that plays Motor Trend content at you.
Uh-huh.
If you are interested in older cars being turned into nicer cars. Do I have an app for you, my friends? Have you ever thought about watching a show where some dudes go to a car auction?
That's it? No. That's the whole...
Do they bid or do they just go?
Well, they talk about whether they would bid, is it worth it. It's very much like PBS, but with cars. And I also find it captivating. I'm a car nerd. I just can't... The duration it's currently being displayed in my home is really quite something. And so just for the family, I'm doing this.
And this is like a thing you can turn on and it just keeps happening at you.
Yeah. It is like a full grid guide of Motor Trend content.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
It is niche.
Yeah. It's the most.
Yeah, that
I would
counts.
Say that is the most.
I'm pretty certain my father-in-law is keeping this service afloat.
Yeah. It's solo. Just him. Yeah.
Is this Motor Trend one word or two words?
It's one word.
One word, but two word. Like TV is a different word. You know what I'm saying?
Motor Trend TV.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not what I thought you were going to say. All right.
What did you think I was going to say?
I did something other than that. So many choices.
I was really excited to find out.
Yeah, I was really thinking about, like, what's at the bottom of my Apple TV grid? And then
that's interesting.
It's a wasteland of gone 90.
Mine is, like, BBC America.
Yeah.
And, like, a PBS app that won't let me log in anymore because I've canceled my account when I moved, and they were like, no, you hate PBS in America. You can't get in anymore.
Yeah, they get really mad when you move.
Very upset.
PBS is just so
NPR is mad at me now. It's a whole thing.
I'm sorry.
All right, Alex, you're up last.
All right.
Awards.
Last awards. I'm going to go movie. That's how you
Which has
it?
Won an Oscar.
Yeah.
What?
It's one,
can you say the name of the thing again?
Yeah, movie.
So Alex is lying.
M-U-B-I.
M-U-B-I. Okay.
It's real.
Okay.
It's real. And
that's not Tubi.
No. It's Mubi.
Got it. Okay.
It's real. I swear it's real. I saw it when I was walking in. They had some signs outside, and I went and I
wrote it down, in case I need to think of a fifth streaming service.
I forgot about Mubi.
And then you checked to make sure they'd won an Oscar.
Yeah, because Mubi is all independent films from the last few decades.
That's good.
What Oscar did it win?
A lot.
No.
Hold on.
This is not a movie that won an Oscar is available on this service.
Yeah.
That's nothing. This is a movie
what?
Original.
He chose Disney Plus as his award.
Because they pay for the movie.
An Oscar.
What did
like Disney win the Oscar?
A documentary Oscar thanks to Questlove, Alex Kranz. And then I made a whole Disney Plus original joke. Where have you been? Alex?
Wait.
Where have you been this
You're saying that I can't just choose like.
No, that's all of them.
So I couldn't have.
It has a movie available that has won an Oscar is TikTok in 1 minute increments.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all of them.
Exactly. I was all ready for it.
So yes. You were just going to pick...
Like, it has a movie available that has won an Oscar
100%.
Is Reddit.
100%. All right.
This was the hardest category because of this rule.
For this exact reason.
Because if not for the rule, it would be the easiest category.
Right, because
it is the easiest
it's
category.
All of them.
All right.
Twitter has movies on it that have won Oscars.
I know.
By the way, he says it's a video-first platform. Does Twitter count? You could pick Twitter.
If like Tucker Carlson has won an Oscar while on X, he can have it. Yeah,
so
sure.
It has to have been a streaming service very specifically.
Yes. Okay. The company that hosts it has to have made it, and it has to have won an Oscar.
Then I'll choose Hulu.
She can do that because she's not in the bundle.
That is true. Okay.
Bam!
That's fair.
But Mubi's better.
No.
You heard about Mubi just now.
I know, and it looks really sick. I'm going to go subscribe. It's got 4K.
There you go.
It's got a lot of old movies.
Many of which have won Oscars.
It's got award-winning content on it.
Yeah.
Sure. All right.
So
it produces and theatrically distributes films by emerging and established filmmakers, unlike everything else that does that exact same thing.
I feel like the best case scenario for buying display advertising at South by Southwest is people on a stage Googling what your company is in front of an audience.
I legitimately was like 40%
sure. Like zero people have signed up, but we have definitely Googled it now.
Alex Kranz, where is Mubi on the Go 90s?
This is the worst case scenario for
advertising at South by Southwest. Wait, no, it's Hulu now, right?
Well, I'd like you to do both.
Okay, you want me to do both? okay, Mubi is... It feels like it's going to be pretty low on the Go 90 scale. It feels like a 20. Because
Mubi.
A lot of you... Like it was just like...
You're putting Mubi in...
Year 2028. Netflix is gone.
Yeah.
But Mubi...
Mubi versus this. Because, like, nobody knows about Mubi, and Mubi's just like...
Yeah, they can't kill it if you can't find it.
Yeah, it's just thriving over there in a corner.
Oh, good.
And periodically you're like, you know what? I'll turn on Mubi. And Netflix, though, everybody's going to like flip on it.
Yeah, Netflix is a public company. Like, Reed's got to get out there and explain its content. Mubi is just like, I don't know. We just licensed Oscar-winning independent film.
Yeah, they could do whatever
they
want.
All right, I buy it.
Yeah. Hulu, on the other hand. I chose a lot of 89s on this one, huh? Because that's definitely like an 89. Like, it doesn't have a lot of time left in this world.
Hulu might be the most 89 of
more than Paramount Plus.
No. Yeah, no way.
Hulu is already actively dying. The person who owns Hulu has said he's killing
Hulu. Saying, like, trying to rank different 89s is actually why you have other numbers.
Yeah. I didn't give anything an 89. This is a new problem.
What is the most 89? It's like a question that has long been solved by the existence of other
Paramount
numbers.
Plus is now an 87.
Okay.
And
okay.
Then we'll put Hulu at 89.
Okay, there.
And then TikTok is at 88.
TikTok is 89. Like, that's straight up.
88.
You think it's 88?
Which do you think is more likely to not be here at the end of the year? Paramount Plus or
TikTok might not be here at the end of the week.
That's fair. Are you,
I mean, it
the
probably
teens
will.
Are strong. The teens are strong. People love their TikTok.
They do. And they will VPN into China immediately. The 100%. Teens are like, get me on the other side of that firewall.
Yeah, a lot of people are learning about VPNs. So I think it'll persist. I'm putting it at 88.
All right. Again, what is the most 89 is a baffling question. I think TikTok is right now, at this moment, who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think TikTok is an 89. I think Paramount Plus is an 88. I think Hulu is an 87.
Okay.
Hulu is famously unkillable. Like, many, many, many people have tried to kill Hulu, and they can't do it.
I would love if Bob was just like, couldn't do it. Just let it persist.
That's his next press conference.
Like, yeah, somehow like, someone still owns part
I've been
of
trying
it.
To kill this thing.
He's like, Hulu keeps going. We're going to enjoy it.
I think they want to merge it into Disney. I think they want that to be the brand. Like, all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's gone. It's my feeling.
Yeah. Hulu is not going to be around for very long.
We're going to be so wrong. Like, it's going to be Hulu and Mubi.
I'm so excited to do this next year, and Netflix has just gone out of business, and Alex is like, yeah, I told you.
I'm going to be so vindicated. Paramount Plus is still around, Hulu's still around, and Netflix is gone.
Please watch my show on Netflix before.
All right, you can watch it in 1 minute sections on Instagram Reels.
Please watch the future of in 1 minute increments on Instagram Reels. That's going to go great for us.
It's perfect. All right, that is the end of the draft. Would you like to
end of the draft?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
You've done it. Okay. Alex Kranz went first.
Yes.
And you picked Peacock, Mubi/Hulu. I'm actually going to give you both.
Yes.
I just feel like you should have both.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Fine.
Netflix, Channels, Crunchyroll, and Paramount+.
I'm going to have a great time watching all of my content.
I think there's a legitimate...
There was just a dismissive hiss laugh from over there. I just want to be very clear.
I think there's legitimately a chance only two of yours still exist by the time we do this next. Neil and I picked TikTok, the Disney bundle.
Nailed it.
Sony Bravia Core, which is a real, real tank. YouTube TV with Sunday Ticket, Motor Trend TV, and Max.
I just want to point out, this is
you were all over the place today. Yeah,
this is breadth, this is depth, this is Oscar winning.
Motor Trend TV.
At this point, if they don't win an Oscar, what are you doing? Everyone else has, MUBI. I would say the range here is unparalleled. The quality is unparalleled. The 4K is available if you can get off your AT&T plan. There's no fighting it.
Is Motor Trend TV in 4K?
No, it's not.
360p, baby.
That is being shot on a GoPro from 1994. That's the situation there.
I love it.
David, what did you choose?
I picked YouTube with ads.
Yeah.
All the ads. Apple TV, Tubi, Prime Video, Criterion Collection, and Instagram Reels.
Honestly, that's...
Which I'm still having a lot of feelings.
I think you won, actually. Thinking about it, I'm like, no.
I'm sorry, you picked YouTube with ads and Instagram Reels? And
you picked Bravia Core and Motor Trend TV.
Yeah, like...
80 megabits.
We can't all have winners, man.
Why do you even have a gigabit internet connection?
What was the new movie that just came to Bravia Core that you were all excited
Anyone
about?
But you. A movie which does not contain any sequences of action fast enough to require 80 megabits per second. Like, that movie can be compressed into a series of still frames.
Glenn
like,
Howell taking his shirt off looking great.
Here's Glenn Powell. Here's Glenn Powell next to another jacked guy. Like... Just one frame at a time. It's just a series of pictures going by very quickly.
That you could watch in 1 minute increments on TikTok and probably get the
easily.
Vibe.
And I'm confident that will be like TikTok's entire content strategy is just copyright infringement.
Yeah.
And also Chinese propaganda. And you can just see. I maintain a list of TikToks that I think should be media studies PhDs. Happy to share. and all of them are just layers upon layers of copyright infringement.
Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, that's
it. David's like, that's
the draft.
We did. We're gonna who won? Who won?
David? Oh yeah, let's
you can't
let's
just
do this
declare
again.
Yourself
right.
a winner.
I declared him a winner too. Two out of three.
We have an audience.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
audience.
You're right. Okay, sorry. Who thinks Neil I won the draft? Yeah, that's correct.
This is brutal.
One person did raise their hand.
That guy runs Bravia Corp.
That was really nice of you. Yeah.
That's Steve Sony
Alex
right
won
there.
The draft? Alex Kranz.
Yeah, look at that. Crunchyroll fans out there.
And who thinks I won the draft?
With YouTube with ads?
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. I'm one of the people.
You go to the bathroom
ads.
During the ads.
We gotta end this. That's it. That's the VergeCast, everybody. Thank you all for coming here at South by Southwest. Tell the people in the cars that you're here. Thank you for listening to our show. Send us your own draft orders. We'd love to hear from you. Dave and I have received a number of emails from people showing us photos of decorative plates in their homes after an offhand mention of a decorative plate. That's very confusing, but continue to send us your parents' silverware.
Yes, please.
That's very good. And we'll be back next week. Every week for the rest of our lives, we will be talking about these issues.
Yes.
That's for Shast Rock and Roll.
And that's it for the VergeCast this week. Hey, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 866-VERGE-11. The VergeCast is a production of The Verge and Vox Media Podcast Network. Our show is produced by Andrew Marino and Liam James. That's it. We'll see you next week.
Support for this show comes from Art, Beats, and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Colt Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art, Beats, and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual paths while also revealing their distinct roles within art, beats, and lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu.
Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.